From the CNN Center in Atlanta, Nicole Lappin here for a look at what's happening right now in the news. President Bush just outlined some broad proposals in a speech at the White House, leaning heavily on a tax relief as the best way to boost short-term economic growth. The president didn't give too many specifics as bipartisan negotiations with Congress are still ongoing over a stimulus package. And a high-ranking member of the State Department is now giving up his post after 26 years in foreign service under Secretary of State. Nicholas Burns is now leaving for the private sector. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice made the announcement this morning, and President Bush has nominated U.S. Ambassador to Russia, William Burns, to fill the place. The Nevada caucuses are coming up tomorrow, and 9 precincts will be in casinos. A federal judge ruled that workers can actually caucus there. The state teachers union filed a lawsuit protesting the plan after the culinary union endorsed Senator Obama. The teachers union has not endorsed Clinton, but the culinary workers union has accused the teachers of trying to tilt the race in her favor. The president of the Nevada State Education Association says that the lawsuit basically has nothing to do with candidate preference. A preliminary report is now saying that 2 engines on that British Airways flight that came down short of the runway did not respond to an increase in thrust. The Air Accident Investigation Branch released a report today. The Boeing 777 from Beijing hit a grassy area before skidding hundreds of yards to the tarmac. 17 people were hurt. There was no fire, but the plane did sustain heavy damage to its wings, undercarriage, and engines. The crash backed up air traffic for hours and led to cancellations of more than 50 Heathrow flights today. A $400 tip has changed the life of a Missouri waitress who is also a college student. See, a customer overheard Marilena Hayes telling a coworker how she was struggling so badly to pay for her textbooks. So she left a note behind saying good luck with school and included a $400 tip for books. Hayes said that she really hopes to see that generous customer yet again to thank her personally. That's a quick update at some of the headlines making news this hour. Stay with CNN for more on those stories and other news of the day.